But I believe God wants to come back to his temple. And God wants to come back to his people. And God wants a people who will let him be God.
Sometimes while I'm driving, trying to find my song,
we have to realize and wake up to understand the condition of our nation, of your city. Don't just see it as some vague, faraway place. That's a sad thing that's happening. No, it's happening in your neighborhood and in your school and in your church.
Is there anybody out there?
Who's going to do something about it? Who? Tell me who. What? What are we waiting on?
Does anybody care? Are the people really
who's
there?
Who's going to do something about
who?
It?
Who?
Tell me who.
Tell me who.
What are we waiting on?
What are we
waiting on?
Is there anybody seeking?
Who do you think is going to come save the day? Who's going to be the big spiritual Superman that's going to sweep in and everybody gets saved? What are we waiting on?
Or are they deaf and dumb like me?
I believe God is waiting for a generation just like the ones that's looking at me right now, that's saying, I'll be willing to go and lay down my life and lay down my own agenda and lay down my plans and lay down my reputation. I'll go! I'll do this. I'll be real. I'll pray for real. I'll seek his word and study his word, not just because it's some ritual, but because I love him and I want to know him.
Is there anybody out there? Does anybody care? Are the people really there? Are they deaf and dumb like me?
I'll tell you what, there's a generation of kids like this girl right here that's going to represent. This is my oldest daughter. She's going to represent the kids that you go to school with. She's going to represent those kids that a lot of y'all call gothic. She'll represent a lot of those kids that are just, you know, so cool at school they hardly know what to do with themselves. But behind the mask at night when they take it off, reality really hits them, you know. She's going to represent the kids at school that, in college and at work, some of the places some of you work, that make fun of you and try to really put some pressure on you to get you to give up. But do you know what they're really saying when they're making fun of you at school or at work? They may be laughing in your face or making little rude comments about what you do or how much you love God or roll their eyes when you say things. But the truth is, what they're really saying is, I'm going to do this on the outside right now. I'm going to say this on the outside. I'm going to talk behind your back, or I'm going to make fun of you, or I'm going to leave you out. But really what I'm doing is I'm putting some pressure on you because I desperately want to know if there's a real Jesus somewhere. What they're really saying is, please don't fall. I'm going to offer you this drink. But inside of me, I believe, I've heard that you're a Christian, and I'm offering this to you. But inside of me, I'm saying, please don't take it. Because I want to see if there's anybody that's really real. Because all I've seen is hypocrisy and people that call themselves Christians. So I'm going to offer this to you, but I'm begging you, don't take it. Let me see that there's a real God somewhere. Something that I could possibly believe in enough to live for or die for. There's a generation begging you to be real and to be real now. And not just in this world, but all of heaven. And all the great cloud of witnesses that's looking at you saying, finish what we started. I believe that in this room right now are the chosen warriors of God. And your time has come, 12-year-old. Not when you're 35. Your time has come, 24-year-old, now. Not when you're 30, married with kids. Your time has come now, 18-year-old. It's now. Say now. Time has come to awaken a generation.
Looking for the answers and where I do belong.
We have to realize and wake up to understand the condition of our nation, of your city. Don't just see it as some vague, faraway place. That's a sad thing that's happening. No, it's happening in your neighborhood and in your school and in your church.
Is there anybody out there?
Who's going to do something about it?
Who?
Tell me who?
What?
What are we waiting on?